Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
How is your sleep hygiene? By Dr. Kerry Lowe. This episode is brought to you by Accord Healthcare in the interest of education, awareness, and support. The content and opinions expressed are entirely those of the healthcare professionals and not influenced by Accord Healthcare in any way. The cornerstone of Accord Healthcare's offering to the South African market is exceptional quality, affordability, and service to healthcare professionals and their patients. The medicines they deliver make it better for patients and healthcare communities all over the world. Dr. Kerry Lowe advocates healthy sleep hygiene practices to contribute to good physical and mental health. Sleep is critical for physical and mental health. Both quantity and quality of sleep is important. Sleep difficulties are common and can lead to problems like daytime sleepiness and fatigue, mood changes, and increased risk of injury and illness. Suboptimal sleep can impact cardiovascular health, mental and reproductive health, and immunity. Sleep can be affected by stress, the external environment, medication side effects, sedative use, caffeine, nicotine and alcohol use, pain, and physical and mental health problems. If medication side effects, sedative use, pain, or physical or mental health problems are affecting your sleep, it's best to speak to your doctor to get a diagnosis and management plan. Sleeping pills and sedatives should only be prescribed by a doctor in specific circumstances and as part of a holistic management plan. Sleep hygiene practices are behavioral and lifestyle habits that can help promote better sleep. Good sleep hygiene practices improve sleep quality and duration. Stick to a regular sleep routine 7 days a week. Keep the same sleep and wake times throughout your week, even on weekends. You only need enough sleep hours to feel refreshed the following day. For most people, this is 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. Don't spend unnecessary time in bed. Your time in bed should be restricted to sleep hours only. Napping can be beneficial for relaxation and fatigue, but avoid long and late afternoon naps during the day. If you're going to nap, a 20 to 30 minute nap in the early afternoon is best. If you are struggling with insomnia, rather avoid napping. Avoid caffeine, nicotine, and alcohol in the evenings. You should have your last cup of coffee at midday. Alcohol is sedating, and many people self-medicate sleep problems with alcohol. But alcohol use reduces sleep quality and quantity. If you or your loved ones are worried about your alcohol use, speak to your doctor. Exercise regularly and maintain a healthy weight. Fit in exercise daily. The American Heart Association recommends at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity per week, or 75 minutes of vigorous aerobic activity per week, or a combination of both. Moderate aerobic exercise increases both the amount of deep sleep as well as sleep duration. It's good to get as much bright light as possible during the day, so exercising outdoors during the day is beneficial. Avoid eating 2 hours before bed if possible, and follow a healthy diet to maintain optimum weight. Maintaining a healthy weight can help improve sleep. Manage your sleep environment. Think about how temperature, noise, light, and sleeping surface may affect your sleep environment. Make sure your bedroom is comfortable and free from light and noise. Create a dark, cool, and quiet sleep environment. Reduce light exposure in the evening by limiting use of phones and electronic devices 1 hour before bed. The bed should be for sleeping and sex only. Don't use the bed for watching TV, reading, studying, or other non-sleep activities. Target stress and practice mindfulness. Many people who struggle to fall asleep can't switch off, and they ruminate about their worries. Target stress and practice mindfulness. Many people who struggle to fall asleep can't switch off and they ruminate about their worries. Put a calming routine in place in the evenings. Plan some time earlier in the evening for working on your problems or planning the next day's activities. Have a warm bath or shower about 90 minutes before getting into bed. Don't read work emails or messages or lose yourself in social media before bed. Don't clock watch while you're trying to fall asleep. If you can't fall asleep within 30 minutes, rather get up, go into another room, keep the lights dim, and do something relaxing like reading a book or magazine, or listening to music until you feel sleepy again. Consider mindfulness practices. There are many online resources to get you started. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Insomnia, CBTI, is an evidence-based therapy that can help treat insomnia. Visit oncologybuddies.com to view videos on CBTI.